The Lord will honor you tonight. I am going back to the story of Haggai. But tonight I will bring a positive message from her story. And I will be sharing with you how you can have the best of times in the worst of times. No doubt darkness is getting darker and things will not ease up. Please. The pressure coming upon the age is prophetic. And the darkness will get darker. But somehow in the midst of it all, God's program for your life will be accomplished. But you need to know how in the worst of times you can enjoy the best of times. You are not meant to be at the mercy of the circumstances around. There's God's provision for your exemption. And you need to know what to do in order to have the best of times in the worst of times. Genesis chapter 21, verse 12. Verse 12 of Genesis chapter 21. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah had said unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water, gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away, and she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bowshot, for she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and did what? And wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called unto Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad. Where? Where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. Verse 20, God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became. Everybody say, he became. Say it again, he became. He became an archer. Together we'd read verse 13 and then pray. 1, 2, let's go. Let's read together. Verse 13, Genesis chapter 21. 1, 2, let's go. Of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. One more time, if you don't mind, lay your right hand on your chest as a point of contact. Plead the blood of Jesus on your understanding. Hearing a preacher is good, but hearing God is better. Lord, tonight, through the lips of your servants, let me hear you. Take me beyond the veil. Let the light you shed on my path move me forward. Instruct me on what to do so that in the worst of times, I'll have the best of times. Dear Heavenly Father, we submit ourselves tonight to the authority of the Blessed Holy Spirit. He is the best teacher. And tonight, He is the one we want to listen to. So I'm asking for utterance. I'm asking for grace to minister as I ought to. And I ask that you grant every one of us quick understanding. Father, I pray that you'd confirm your word tonight with signs following. Let nothing diminish out of what you propose to do. Lord, take the glory for the things that will be accomplished tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Amen. Please give me an excited amen.
Amen.
Our lives are not at the mercy of the times and the seasons. No doubt perilous times have come upon us. No prophet needs to tell you that. The days are evil. Maybe for some of you here, you may be a bit comfortable. But I come from an area where I have an idea of hanging on to life by the skin of your teeth. Because I've been a target for attack, come close to death not once or twice, have the Muslims around my house for 8 hours with petrol and matches, wanting to destroy me and members of my family. I've had many of them, 20, 30, surround my car, broke all the glasses, plunge a dagger through the roof so as to hack me to death. But I'm still here. Not only is it that I'm still here, I'm getting promoted on top of the devil's head. It's possible not to live at the mercy of the times and the seasons. I want to share the secret with you tonight. You know, when Hagar conceived and eventually gave birth to Ishmael, like I shared with you yesterday, it was obvious the home could not contain both Ishmael and Isaac. The son of the bondwoman had to be cast out. And when when Abraham was sending Hagar and Ishmael away, he gave them a bottle of water and some loaves of bread. Everybody say a bottle of water? Some loaves of bread. Now you will agree with me that as rich as Abraham was, he could have given them more. Gave them a bottle of water, some loaves of bread, and sent them away. To where? Into the wilderness. Is it that he didn't have somebody who was well-to-do that could have taken care of them? I think he sent them away to go and die. Because with a bottle of water, some loaves of bread, how do you survive in the wilderness? The truth is this. Times will come when even those you love and those who love you will disappoint you. Times will come that the best they give to you will not survive the times and the seasons. So Abraham sent them into the wilderness and they began to wander in the wilderness of Beersheba. Now some of you here have gone to Israel before. When you talk of wilderness, I don't think any of you have seen anything close to it in Nigeria. I'm not talking of Sahara Desert encroaching into the country. The wilderness in Israel is terrible. Mountains and mountains of nothingness. It's frightful. The possibility of surviving in those wilderness is almost zero. With a bottle of water. A bottle of water. So ultimately, what Abraham gave to them got finished. Just as what anybody will give to you in life will get exhausted if God is not your source. Please raise your hand and say, God is my source. There is a difference between your source and the resources. Obviously, the channels God would use to bless you are many. They are diverse. But God forever remains your source. Your only source. Your only source. Not your job. Not the government. Not your shop. God forever remains your source. He is the El Shaddai, the multi-breasted one. And he can take care of his own. So Abraham sent them into the wilderness, and obviously they were going there to perish. But aren't you happy that your enemies will not conclude the story of your life. Those who hate you, who are determined to see your end, they will not conclude the story of your life. I'll say it again. The last chapter of your life has already been written. And it wasn't written by those who hate you. It wasn't written by your adversaries. So you can cheer up. All the noise they are making now to soon be over. But at the end, God will cause you to triumph. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 says what? Now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Which means if your hands have not been raised in victory, everything happening to you is a preamble. Simply preparing the way. Please lift up your hand. Say, He will cause me to triumph.
He will cause me to triumph.
Say it well. Say, He will cause me to triumph.
He will cause me to triumph.
So Hagar and Ishmael wandered in the wilderness, the water God spent, and she knew death was knocking on their door. So she carried Ishmael, put him under a shrub, and went some distance because she didn't want to watch her precious child die. Went some distance waiting for when death will take Ishmael. And she waited and waited and waited. But thank God, God had a different program concerning Ishmael, different from what Abraham had planned. So while she was there at a distance, weeping, crying and waiting when Ishmael would take his last breath, an angel showed up and said, there is no need to cry. There is no need to cry because God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Now it was Hagar crying. But the voice God heard was not the voice of Hagar, but the voice of Ishmael. Now, we are not told in the Bible that Ishmael cried. Maybe he did, but we are not told. But God said he had heard the voice of Ishmael. Where he was? Under the shrub? That kind of a place, rejected, abandoned, forsaken. But there was something in Ishmael that the shrub in the wilderness could not silence. And that's the reason why some of us are still standing today. Not by the permission of the enemy. Because if you look at the story of Ishmael, there was something he carried with him into the wilderness that could not get exhausted. The loaves of bread would get finished, the water got spent, but something that could not get exhausted, it was inexhaustible. Could not be destroyed by the wickedness of the wicked, could not be destroyed by the wilderness, and anyone who carries those things into today's wilderness will survive. Sure you will. Unemployment rate has risen to all-time high. Crime rate is high. All kinds of things. Satan is just getting wilder and wilder. Not getting stronger, but getting wilder. But there is something you carry, something I carry, that make us indestructible. The reason why we will not perish. We would live and declare this gospel until Jesus busts through the virgin scar. Wonderful. The Lord said to Ishmael in Genesis chapter 21, verse 13. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. I'm sure as people of understanding, you've seen the point already. Two things that Ishmael carried with him into the wilderness that could not be destroyed. Two things that you are carrying right now that will make it impossible for the times and the seasons to humiliate you. That's why I am confident under God that if you would have an understanding, there is no way the darkness of these last days will disgrace you.
Amen.
Lift up your hand. You will not be stranded in life.
Amen.
You will not be stranded along with the unbelievers.
Amen.
There is a plan heaven has for you. There is a program heaven has for you.
Amen.
And God needs you, needs your availability, your hands, your resources, your voice, so that His will be done in these last days before He wraps up His program for the church. The Lord told Abraham, I have made a promise over Ishmael. I will make him a great nation, and I will do that because he is your seed. So number one, there was a promise over the life of Ishmael. Number two, he carried the seed of Abraham. The promise and the seed. The promise and the seed. What men give to you will get exhausted. The wilderness of these last days will cut short your supply. I want to box you into a corner of regret. But there are two things that are inexhaustible, two things that cannot be destroyed, two things that will make you ride on top of the head of the problems, on top of the storms, and become a living testimony to God's glory. Two things. The promise over your life and the seed you carry. Because we serve a God who cannot lie. When the Lord told Abraham in Genesis chapter 17 and told him that he would make Ishmael great, make him a nation, it's obvious that heaven and earth could pass away, but that promise will get fulfilled. Is there anybody here who has a promise over his life? Anybody? Are you sure you have a promise over your life? Now, where will God be when Satan will stop that promise from coming to pass? Where will God be? What will happen to heaven if that promise fails? For heaven and earth shall pass away, but what has come out of the mouth of God will not pass away. His covenant, he will not break nor alter what comes out of his mouth. So you can rest in quiet confidence that what God has spoken over your life cannot be destroyed by the times or the seasons. In fact, his promises put you eternal steps ahead of Satan.
Amen.
Oh no! We are not living at the mercy of the times or the mercy of the wickedness of the wicked. There is a promise over our lives. There is a promise over our lives. When I graduated from the medical school, started practicing, was doing my postgraduate in internal medicine. The Lord spoke to me clearly and said, my son, I am sending you to this town as an apostle. And he said to me that through you and what you do, this gospel from this place will spread to the uttermost part of the earth. That is a promise over my life. It put me ahead of Satan. So when the devil comes knocking on my door tomorrow, he's coming late. There is a promise that is indestructible, a promise that must be fulfilled, is hanging on my head. And that's why I can survive any wilderness. The times and the seasons will not quell my voice because there is a promise over me. Sure, the devil is permitted to attack you. There is nothing strange about that. It's when he succeeds that will make headlines. But he will not succeed.
Amen.
Let me pray for you again. What you carry on your head guarantees that you will not be stranded in life.
Amen.
You will not be stranded in life.
Amen.
In all humility, I say to you that I am a man sent from God. In all humility. But if I don't know who I am, then I will be of all men most miserable. I am a man sent by God. Sent on a mission. Sent to accomplish something. Just as you too are a man sent by God. And anybody God sends, God doesn't just leave you to go and get things done and come back and report to Him. Human beings do that. Come, young man. I sent him on an assignment. Isn't it? He went and carried it out and came back with what? The report. Now, if he's scared of this man's face, he may be afraid of asking him the question. Because he respects him. And there are times the faces of people could frighten you. The wilderness around could threaten you. But when God sends you on an assignment, I'm sure you know the difference. He doesn't allow you to go and come back with a report. What does He do? He goes with you to ensure that the mission succeeds. So if you cannot destroy God, you cannot destroy this man He has sent. Jesus said, "He that has sent me is with me." And this man too will be able to say, "Me, Dr. Akram, that sent him, I have come with him." If you respect me, you respond to him. That's why it's saying you are indestructible, not by the forces of darkness. Because you are here on a mission to accomplish God's eternal purpose. Please raise your hand and say, "There's a promise over my life." Saints, believe that. You may be seated. The resources of men will get exhausted. The salary they put you on may not take you too far. All those pensioners that are waiting for their pension, a lot of them are regretting today. But there is something every one of us who has an understanding, something we carry, that cannot be subdued by the wilderness of the age, by the times and the season. I'm praying I'm making some point to you tonight. So when we make our boast in the Lord, it's not boasting in the flesh. Men may send us there, reject us, we may be ostracized, bastardized, but somehow we shall make it through. Not by their permission, but there is a promise over our lives. You know what Hagar did to Ishmael? Carried Ishmael. Let me get your hand up. And cast him under the shore. That forsaken place, rejected place, waiting for when he will breathe his last breath. Do you know there are times human beings do that to you? They come around to see whether that business don't close. In the name of coming to sympathize, they are waiting. Is this the business still on? They are waiting for when you will cast in the towel and surrender that ministry and run out of town in shame. The day they came to visit you, it wasn't to worship with you, but you see how many people are still remaining in the church. But hallelujah, God has a different plan. He has a surprise for them. So, Hagar cast Ishmael under the shrub, went a distance, and was crying. But there was a voice speaking stronger than the voice of Hagar. A voice from under the shrub. A voice from under the shrub. A voice from under the shrub.
A voice from under the shrub.
God said, I have heard the voice of the lad where he is. Which means no matter how terrible the place is, there is something speaking that heaven is hearing. It's a voice of destiny. Because God has said, I will not be through with you until I make you a great nation. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here tonight. No matter where you cast your dream, your vision, it's time for a wake up in the name of Jesus. Those who came around for wake up will be disappointed. I came for a wake up. A wake up, a wake up, a wake up, not a wake up. And to say to you, go carry that vision. Servant of God, go carry it, hold it in your hand. For my promise over your life has not changed. So Haggai went and carried Ishmael. Embraced him. I'm sure she spoke life into him. She reminded him and reminded herself that there is a promise over your life. My brothers and my sisters, if you will take this message to heart tonight, there is nothing happening around you that will shake you. Your God is big enough. He's big enough. He's big enough. He's big enough to take care of his own in spite of the times and the seasons. So I don't know if you are aware that the richest man on this earth is no longer Bill Gates. He's this Mexican. With the billions of dollars they have, or he has, doesn't have enough to take care of one species of the birds that God created for a year. I'm not talking about all the birds, just one species. Of the different species of birds God created, the richest man on earth with his billions cannot feed them for 1 year. And your heavenly Father takes care of them. You are aware, saints, that when you look at the sky, there are sextillion stars in the air. Sextillion, not billions, not trillions. Sextillion, sextillion means 21 zeros. Four sextillion stars. God sprinkled them in the firmament to decorate the universe. Sextillion. And one of those stars you are seeing is far bigger than the sun. To travel from one of the closest stars to the earth will take you many, many, many light years. I hope you understand that. And your heavenly Father knows them by name. He's upholding them with the word of his power. And you think his promise over your life will fail? That's why I say you can have the best of times. In the worst of, in fact, the darkness of this age gives God an opportunity to bring about the distinction. So you cling on to his promises. Hold on to his promises. You have said it, you will do it. You are not a man to lie, nor the son of man to repent. For every word that proceeds out of your mouth will accomplish the purpose for which you sent it. So I stand on your word. I stand on your promises. Saints, this is not time to cast away your vision because the wilderness is threatening you. It's not time to reduce the size of your dream, the size of what you want to do for God, because the lions around are making noise. If anything at all, embolden yourself. Tell yourself, God has spoken, that mission is indestructible. I mean, if I finish my job tomorrow and my life goes, that's fine. But not until then. The schemer doesn't have what it takes to snuff life out of me until the job is accomplished. Please put your hand on your head. Say, there is a promise on my life. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Jeremiah 1 verse 12 says, God says, I will hasten my word to perform it. I will watch over it to ensure that it comes to pass. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 56. There Solomon said, of all the promises that God made through Moses to Israel, not one failed. That's amazing. Of all the promises, not one. Now he was talking hundreds of years after. Our God is a faithful God, is a covenant keeper, he's a promise keeper, he's trustworthy. Why you may have problems is because you believe Dr. Expert more than God. I remember those days. I mean, if doctors want to confuse you, they'll just give one long name to just make your head rattle. Yes, we have examined this. You have histoplasmosis capsulatum. And because you don't know what that means, say, yes, sir. And then you carry the verdict of an expert and throw aside God's promise that said, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Saints, even if you went to Harvard School of Economics, I would rather choose to hold on to God's promises than the predictions of experts. Which means in these last days, in spite of the darkness of the times, you will go forward, you will prosper, you will make progress. Are you people listening to what I'm saying? Put your hand on your head again. Say, there is a promise on my life, over my life. Say, there is a promise over my life. Now, if it doesn't excite you, it excites me. Because each time I hear God's promises, there is a lift in my spirit. When you hear the trash coming from this world, it has this depressive effect. But when God tells me, my son, I will never leave you nor forsake you, it lifts my spirit. When he tells me, I will be with you always up to the end of the age, I'll make you the head and not the tail. It's not bragging in the flesh. It's the Father speaking. Oh. So God told Haggai, go and carry Ishmael. Hold him in your hand because the promise will still come to pass. Servants of God, that ministry, God hasn't changed his mind yet. You will fulfill it. You will fulfill it. For now, it may look as if it's under the shrub, but let courage rise in your heart. If God did not need you, he would not have called you. Now, if he called you, gave you an assignment, it's because he has need of what you have to deliver to this world. And you don't take back seat to anybody. You respect others, but you are not inferior or lower quality than any. Ishmael had a promise over his life. And the second reason why he could survive the wilderness was because of the seed he carried. The Lord told Ishmael, the seed of Abraham is in you. That's why I will make you a great nation. I have an idea of whose seed I carry. Galatians chapter 3 verse 27. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Then verse 29 says what? And ye, all ye that are Christ, ye are Abraham's seed and heirs in particular. So I have an idea of whose seed I carry. 1 John chapter 3 verse 9 says, he that is begotten of God does not commit sin. Does not make a practice of sinning. Why? Because the seed of God, Amplified Version says what? The nature of God, yes, the divine sperm is permanently resident in him. Wow. The divine sperm the nature of God, His principle of life. What makes God different from other things? Say, that same seed is resident in everyone who is born of God. Touch yourself, say, there's a seed I carry. It's the divine seed. And 1 Peter 1:23 tells us that seed is incorruptible. Not that it has not been corrupted, but it's incorruptible. You understand what I'm saying? It is what? Incorrupt. In other words, there is nothing that can be done to make that seed suffer corruption. Impossible. Incorruptible. Now, if you've worked in the hospital, you have an idea of what it means when the seed of some people suffer corruption. When the genes get tampered with, genetic mutation, they call it. But you see a child born that doesn't resemble the father, doesn't resemble the mother, has big head with water inside. Or a child that has no arms, or a child that has no feet. Because of genetic mutation, that seed has suffered corruption. But blessed be God. He that is begotten of God has the divine sperm in him, and that seed is incorruptible, can never suffer corruption. Which means anyone who carries that seed looks exactly like the one who produced the seed. I said over the years that God does not give birth to monsters. And that's the truth. So as a result of the seed you carry, you can survive anywhere. You can survive anywhere. You can survive the onslaught of hell. You can stand strong in the midst of the darkness of these last days because of the seed you carry. Now, let me ask you a very difficult question. Are you ready? One elephant grows in a king's palace. The other elephant grows in a poor man's house. The elephant that grows in a poor man's house, will it eventually look like a cow? Will it grow big? What of its disadvantaged environment? It cannot tamper with that seed because greatness is already programmed into it. Therefore, my brothers and my sisters, if you allow life to swallow you up, it's your fault. But tonight I came to decree that every good thing in you will come forth in Jesus' name. There shall be a manifestation of that divine nature in you. You will not allow it to be clamped down by the wickedness of the wicked. The wilderness will not stop your manifestation. Someone who believes, he shout amen. The promise and the seed. The promise and the seed. The promise and the seed is the reason why some of us still have something to say today when the world does not give us a chance. The promise and the seed is the very reason why would manifest God's greatness in a place that looks most unlikely with our disadvantaged background. The promise and the seed. So I submit to you tonight, you can have the best of times and the worst of times. it's well with you. So when Hagar picked Ishmael up, God did something. Prove to her that in that wilderness there is more to it than what your two eyes are seeing. Why you haven't seen the answer yet is because discouragement has clouded your heart. Self-pity, accepting the verdict of the enemy, boxed you in a place of depression and discouragement. You can't see the answer. But if you permit God to bring a lift to your spirit tonight, and you tell yourself, it's not time for wakekeep. Those who came to see the burial of my dream are wasting their time. And then you gather courage once again. In Makodi, we can have a mega church. We can have a mega ministry that will touch the uttermost part of the earth. Hey! I am a first class material! In spite of the carryover, there is still hope. And then you rise out of discouragement. We've been told that a comma is not a full stop. A full stop is not a comma is not a period. A period is not a full stop. So a foolish person will put full stop where God simply put comma. When Hagar picked Ishmael and began to speak life over him, God opened her eyes. And she saw that provision was already waiting for her in the wilderness. Now most of you here know what is called the law of recognition. Law of recognition simply says, before the problem, the answer existed, waiting for you to recognize it. And if you check through the scriptures, it's true. Before there was ever an Egypt or a Pharaoh, God had finished the deliverance of his people. He had accomplished it. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. For God finished his works from the foundation of the world. Psalm 77 tells us verse 19. That when the children of Israel came to the brink of the Red Sea, that God had already made a way through the mighty waters. Before they got there, the road was there, but they couldn't see it. And you too, there is a way out of the mess. God has already prepared it. But if you turn away from the misery and turn to him, he stripped the veil off your eyes, you realize that in that hopeless situation, there is a way out. Oh. Hagar discover that God is always ahead of the problems and ahead of the times. A well in the wilderness. A well so full that Hagar didn't have to drop a pail. She just carried her bottle and fetched. Which means that thing was full. El Shaddai had ensured that provision was waiting for them. My brothers and my sisters, I want to ask you, if you have knowledge of what will happen tomorrow, do you wait till tomorrow before you prepare? Wise people that have such knowledge and foresight prepare ahead of time. Now, God who knows what will happen tomorrow has prepared ahead of time. God who knows what will happen in 1,000 years has prepared ahead of time. In fact, not only does he know the future, he owns the future. Hey! Which means your provisions have been made ready. So I can say with some kingdom authority, you will not be stranded in life. As we conclude, see Genesis 21 again. Verse 19. God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water, gave the lad drink. Verse 20. Let's read together. One, two, go. You know, if God is for you and the wilderness is against you, you can still have the best of times and the worst of times. God is for you. God is with you. Everything around is against you. It doesn't matter. You can still have the best of times and the worst of times. God is with you. Your parents hate your guts. Your boss doesn't want to see your face. If God is with you and the wilderness is against you, there is still hope. But if the world is for you and God is against you, you will rot in one spot. See what happened to Ishmael? He dwelt in the wilderness and became, that's the one I like, became an archer. Some versions say a great archer. Became. So nothing could stop him from becoming. Why? Because of the promise and the seed. In the most unlikely place, he became. Rise to your feet. If you are sure you are becoming something, greatness is about to happen. Lift up your hand and give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on, give him a shout of praise. You, becoming something. What about the witches and the wizards? Those who have covenanted that you will never rise in life. It's a waste of time. The promise. Ishmael became. The wilderness couldn't stop him. Please give the Lord a shout of victory one more time. Hey! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please help me announce to at least 5 people, you are becoming something great. Becoming something wonderful. You are becoming. It's not time for burial service. You are becoming something. That dream must speak. That vision must speak. That mission must be accomplished. If you are excited, shout hallelujah! Lift up your 2 hands. I want you to give God praise for his faithfulness. He deserves all the glory. Were it not for him, where would we have been? See what he's done for us. We carry the seed of the Almighty God. We have the seed which is incorruptible. To God be the glory. Father, we bless you. Give him praise, God's people. If you appreciate him for the promise, if you appreciate him because of the seed, let not be silent. Please raise your voices. Our Father deserves the glory. We
Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again. Spirit, move, Spirit, move.
Lift up your hand and give the Lord a shout of victory. Father, we seal everywhere with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And bring all spirits subject to the name of Jesus. We exalt the horn of our salvation. We exalt the King of Kings. We exalt the Lord of Lords. We exalt the Alpha and the Omega. We exalt the Christ, the Son of the living God. We exalt you, Most High God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Now listen. Within the next few moments, if you can, I want you to be more conscious of the Holy Spirit than you are of the brother or the sister by your side. Whatever you can do to shut out the distractions and focus on Him. Now, part of the grace that God has given God's apostles is the grace to call forth that divine deposit which is in you. At times, you yourself may not be aware it's there. But when God gets His apostle to speak over your life, there are things in there lying dormant that are called forth. Whether it's ministerial gifts or gifts of the Spirit or whatever, they can call them forth. So tonight, I want you to expect the Lord to touch you. In fact, open your mouth, confess to your neighbor, God will touch me tonight. Even if He has touched you already, tell Him He will touch me tonight. His presence is here, there is no doubt about it. So ministering together, Apostle Osai, Apostle Adejo. Lift up your two hands. Ask the Lord to touch you tonight. Lord, pay me a visit that will change my life forever. A memorial that this convention was for me. Do something eternal, Heavenly Father. Pray like somebody expecting heaven's invasion. Pray as if you're expecting heaven to invade your life. Drive the darkness away. In the name of Jesus. If you are excited, it's going to happen to you tonight. I said, in the name of Jesus. We are talking about something eternal, something lasting, something that will make such a difference in your life and ministry. Nobody will be able to argue with the results they see. I trust God. Now listen. Touch that woman to be quiet. Listen to my instruction. Madam, if you don't keep quiet, they will carry you out. Alright, thank you. Lift up your head, the Lord is in this place. Why? Because I carry His promise. Where two or three are gathered together, He's there. And then I carry His seed in me. And God will not disown His own. He wouldn't. Hold somebody's hand by your side. Now, about 15 or 20 of you will be brought out so that God's servants will lay hands on you. Strong grace is coming tonight that will move your life forward. You know, I had a covenant with God. If it's true, He's the one who sent me to you, He will not leave you the way I met you. No, if He is the one who sent me to you, He will not leave you the way I met you. Now, what I want you to do the next 1 minute or so, close your eyes. You are going to break into laughter. Even if you start in the flesh, no problem. Until I tell you to stop, because something will break loose in your life. Why are you laughing? You are laughing with God because He sits in the heavens and laughs at those who say you will not go forward. So all the anti-growth, just a minute. Thank you. Let me finish my instruction. Because I am confident of a shift that is going to take place in the lives of some people. Jesus. So, celebrating the future we are seeing, celebrating the breakthrough, the answer, celebrating it, is the reason why I want you to laugh. Because every hidden deposit of glory in you, after this conference, will begin to manifest. Are we in agreement? After the count of three, Father, we thank you. 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 One. Like I said, you can start in the flesh. Some of you will not end in the flesh. Two. Now, three. Break forth in Jesus' name. Ha 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 ha. We subdue the wilderness. We subdue the wicked intentions of the wicked. We rise to our full potential. We rise to our full potential. Go ahead. Break forth into laughter. Break forth into laughter. Break forth into laughter. Break forth on the left, on the right, all around you. Break forth, 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 break forth. Thank you, Lord. All right. Okay, it's enough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. All right, let's be quiet. All right, let the Lord pick those people now. Jesus. It's happened to two people already. Don't shift your attention from him. Jesus. Hey. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The angels of God go forth. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We thank you, Lord. 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 Can't you see something bursting forth inside you? Sure. 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 In the name of Jesus. Release your hands now. Now, if there is anyone here, listen, listen, listen. Number one, you came under God's power. You couldn't stand. The anointing took you down. You're going to come out. Then number two, anybody who found it almost impossible to stop laughing, it was gushing forth. Now these are the two signs we want to lay hands on now. Then I will give the second call and then we'll be through for tonight. If you came under God's power or you have this irresistible urge to keep laughing, I want you to stand here, just line up, and God's apostles are going to lay hands on you. It's a night of strange impartation. If you believe it, it shall happen as the Lord has spoken. Just come line up. Your name is as ointment poured forth. Jesus. 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 Jesus, your name is as ointment poured forth. Your name is as ointment poured forth. Oh yes, Lord. Your name is as ointment poured forth. Jesus. Jesus, 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 your name is as ointment poured forth. Yes, your name is as ointment poured forth. Father, we receive all that heaven has for this meeting and especially for tonight. We hold back nothing. We release all. That tonight, as the hands of your servants come upon your people, let your hand come upon them. For a translation, a transformation, a change, upliftment, promotion, increase, enlargement. Oh, that it will be our turn to laugh at the wicked intentions of the enemy. Now, those of you behind, you don't have to come forward before God's power touches you. That's something you need to understand. In my meeting, when they touch one person here, they may be touching up to five people behind. So you don't close your mind. You don't get distracted, because as they are touching somebody here, they may be touching you or even touching your relation at home. Lift up your two hands Now you are going to say, I receive three times. Then the servants of the Lord will just go ahead and lay hands. Everybody shout, I receive.
I receive.
Again.
I receive.
Again.
I receive.
Let's go ahead. If you are behind, be praying in tongues while the ministration takes place. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
If you are trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb, for a miracle baby, or you want to stand in for someone, put your hand on the lower part of your abdomen. Are you there? We thank you, Father. 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 I bind you, spirit of infertility, you spirit of barrenness, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are hiding, in the fallopian tubes, in the ovaries, in the womb, in the spermatic cord or the testes, wherever you are hiding, you spirit of infertility, I command on the authority of the name of Jesus, come out! Go! In the name of Jesus, fibroids, dissolve! Tubes, open! Ovaries, begin to function! Sperm counts, I boost you! In the name of Jesus! Now, with your hand there, just be saying, Jesus, Jesus, until I tell you to stop. Go ahead, call that name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Keep on. Let the miracle babies come. Let the miracle babies be released. In that precious name, in that glorious name, in that mighty name, let the obstacles give way. Let the Red Sea be parted. We release into those wombs. Aha, aha, aha. Miracle babies. We receive them, Father. Amen, 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 amen. It's done. Let's wave our hands as we celebrate God's faithfulness. So during next year's convention, by God's grace, we are waiting for your testimony. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, there are signs God gave some of you. I won't go into it. Just to assure you that God has honored us tonight. He's heard our prayers. Now, the last thing I'm going to do, unless the Holy Spirit decides otherwise, I see some people carry things in them that they should not carry. It does not reflect the seed of God that is in you. Somebody wants to sow tears where God has sown good seed. Now, for God, the time of harvest is the end of the world. But for you and I, the day of harvest is the day you decide you are tired of that thing. Because He's anointed us to set the captives free. Anyone carrying any strange spirit, any strange deposit in you, you sense the presence of something in you that should not be there. I won't go into details, but a person under the oppression of the devil knows that things ought not to be like this. You are the next group we'll be praying for, then I'll be through. Are you excited that you cast up the loads and the baggage? Hey! That the burden of Makodi and the burden of your village is lifted from your life. So that you can move at the pace heaven has ordained for you. We thank you, Father. Let's close our eyes. Anybody who wants me to pray for him, you know that you are in need of deliverance from something. Where you are standing, you lay your hands on your abdomen and keep it there. Let me be sure. Is there anybody who wants me to pray for him or her? All right. Please close your eyes, everybody. Now, what I want you to do by faith is stretch forth your hands towards this altar and tap power. Stretch forth your hands. Say, Lord, what you placed on this altar, I receive. Hey! Is Okay, now what you do, gently lay that hand on your abdomen and keep it there. I'm talking about those of you who want to be ministered to. Put that right hand on your abdomen. Father, once again, thank you for the blood of Jesus speaking. No praying in tongues, please. No singing. Just open your mouth gently, because by faith I will give you the blood of Jesus to drink, so that everything in you that was not planted by God will be uprooted. Remember, I'm talking of doing it by faith. Once the blood enters, it will flush out that evil. Whether it's spirit of witchcraft, spirit of infirmity, whatever the name is, oppression from ages. After the count of three, you begin to drink by faith the blood of Jesus. And everything in you that was not planted by the Father will be uprooted. One, two, three. Here we go. Receive the blood of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and drink now. Drink now. Receive the blood of Jesus. Yapa, kata, lepo, site, rikataye. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Every demonic deposit on the authority of the name of Jesus the Christ, come out. You attack from the witchcraft realm, I bind you. We release the fire of the Holy Spirit. Come out! Out! Partial paralysis caused by attack of witchcraft. Go! Strange migraine. Nama solo sala sele. Zoo! Blurring of vision. It's a deposit of the enemy. I clean your face with the blood of Jesus. Eyes open. See. Every strange sensation around the feet. No. You are standing on a holy ground. So the chains of ancestral spirit can't follow you to this holy ground. Let the fire of God consume those chains. Let the blood of Jesus dissolve those handwritings. Brother, be free. I command the chains, break! Break! I wait for three of you, that thing is going to snap. Misa Bara Soro. Two brothers, one sister. Receive your liberty. Receive your release. Receive your liberty. Receive your release. That's been break from your feet. Jesus. Yes. One more brother. Thank you, Father. Can't you see that liberty is yours, God's people? Freedom is yours. Every evil deposit is destroyed from its roots, from its foundation. Every anti-progress deposit is destroyed. That smell of evil is wiped away right now. Somebody shout, Jesus! Screaming at the top of your voice, Jesus! Now we'll lay hands on some people. Please don't you come out. If the call I gave does not pertain to you, Because you will not get blessed if you walk into a disobedience. Anyone who felt something left him, especially from the abdomen, something came out. Or you felt like vomiting. There are two of you, God gave you a sign as if something was lifted from your shoulders. At least two of you. Or you perceive something broke from your legs. Five of you that God did that to. Please come and stand here. And then we'll put a permanent seal on that which heaven has done in your life. Come and line up here. Let your living waters flow. Sing with me.
Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you. Be healed.